Recording 18.
Hi, Simon. How are you? How is your new car going?
Oh, don't ask me, Anna. It's a nightmare. I should never have bought it.
Why? What's wrong? I thought you'd got one of those fancy new models.
I did, but that's part of the problem. If I'd bought a second-hand car, I wouldn't have taken out this big bank loan I've got now.
Oh, so I suppose you've got big repayments to make.
Yes, and I can't sell the car until I've paid for it. But it's not only that. I had no idea running a car was going to be so expensive. Oh, I wish I'd thought about the other costs before I bought it.
It probably wouldn't be so bad if the price of petrol hadn't almost doubled last month.
Don't remind me. The petrol alone is costing me a fortune.
Lucky you've got that part-time job then.
That's just the thing. Nearly all of my wages are going on the car. If I'd waited a bit before buying the car, I'd have managed to save quite a bit by now. I might even have gone on that college trip last week. It sounded great.
Oh dear. Can't you ask your dad to help you out?
No way. When my granddad left me some money, my dad didn't want me to spend it on a car. Oh, if only I'd listened to him, none of this would have happened. I wish he wasn't always right.
Well, maybe you should value his opinions more. You do seem to argue with him a lot. If you got on better with him, you might have listened to his suggestions.
The worst thing is, Dad wanted me to buy some shares with the money, and now they've gone up by 30%. I should have listened to him. If I'd taken his advice, I'd own a small fortune now instead of a big debt.
Oh, Simon, you poor thing. I wish I could help you, but I have even less money than you. At least you have a car.
Oh, don't say that. I wish I'd never bought the car. If it weren't for the car, I'd have no money worries now.